Jacob, you were involved in going to some of the hospital stuff, pretty powerful stuff.
Yeah, really powerful stuff. It was just really inspiring to see kind of the way people were healing. You know, everyone's kind of in their own different place with that process, and it was such a tragic event, but it was a lot of fun to go out and at least get to put a small smile on some faces, and some of the folks that we met were just incredible to hear their stories, and the way they were handling things was really impressive.
Did it change anything about your perspective heading into camp, having done that for a couple days this week?
I think any time that something like this happens, and being this close to home and being able to go be that close to the people involved with it, I mean, you start to, it makes you think about things. And but, you know, I'm really excited to get going.
Jacob, what's the night before training camp like for you?
Just kind of anxious, you know. You're chomping at the bit a little bit. It's been a really good summer. I went over and checked in at the hotel today, and I was just kind of sitting around thinking, you know, let's go, let's get things started. So, you know, we're here, and it'll be fun to get out there tomorrow morning.
Did you guys throw with Peyton at all during the time after the last mini camp until now?
During the time after the last mini camp, I have not.
Do you have any other pass catchers too?
I don't know.
How much were you guys able to get done in that? Like, how ready are you guys offensively to kind of get going? Is there still a lot more like install that's going to happen now, refreshing what you guys did in minicamp?
I think, you know, it's like most places. We installed a lot during the summer, and we'll refresh that and probably add some wrinkles and do all that type of thing in the next couple weeks. So it was a really good summer, I think, for me. I really enjoyed, you know, getting out here and, you know, becoming a part of the squad. And I think offensively, you know, we have a chance to be good. We just gotta come out here and work every day. And, you know, with the installation process, we'll kind of go through that again, like I said. And here in a few weeks, we'll try to get really good at some things and be ready to take them to the field.
For you and Joel and Julius and Virgil, what's this opportunity like? You know, we haven't seen the tight ends be that involved in Broncos offense in several years. Is that opportunity going to be there now?
Well, I mean, yeah, it's there's going to be opportunity for everybody. You know, I think who knows exactly how we'll come out and do things offensively on a given day or for a given game, but there should be opportunities for tight ends, wide receivers, running backs to, you know, to make plays and to go out there and have fun. I think, you know, we're all excited, but I don't think everyone's excited about what they can do individually, but I think really, I don't think we have a group of guys that cares whether, you know, go out and catch one ball one game or whether you catch 12 balls, you know. As long as we can do what we need to do offensively to help us win games, I think everyone's on the same page with it.
So will you not set any individual goals then? I mean, because you just don't know where the ball's going to be going on a given week?
You know, I don't really set hard line individual goals because I don't you know, some people have different feelings about it. You know, I don't think there's anything wrong with them necessarily, but I feel like it's my job to do what I'm supposed to do to help the team win. And some games that might be catching 10 balls, some games that might not be catching any balls. It might be blocking more, it might be whatever. So, you know, I certainly think there's opportunity for everyone to get involved and have fun and, you know, have numbers and all that stuff. But that's not what it's about for me, and I don't think that's what anybody's real focused on.
What's it like working with Peyton and with training camp about to start? How do you think that ramps up?
I'm sorry, can you ask me one more time?
What's it like working with Peyton Manning and with training camp about to start? How does that ramp up overall, and how does that help you as a player, if at all?
This is when it gets fun, you know? This is when it gets fun. It'll be fun to get out there this week, and certainly working with Peyton. It was a fun summer getting back out with him and, you know, him getting used to everybody and sort of learning a new team. And these next couple weeks will be really important, and I think everyone's looking forward to it.
So wait a minute, you like training camp?
Well, that's a loaded question, but yes, there's you know, where else would you rather be? I mean, training camp's hard. There's lots of parts of it that, you know, there's mornings when you wake up and your body's hurting and all that type of thing, but this is a blessing, man. This is fun. There's nothing else that you'd rather do as a 27-year-old male. Let's go play football, you know?
What are the expectations for this team as you head into the
Very high. I mean, you know, you see all the, from the outside, I know they're high, and I know our fan base is excited and expects a lot. And I think, you know, internally, our expectations should be high as well. I think every team's expectation should be to go win a Super Bowl. And, you know, there's steps along the way, you know, focuses on the division. And, you know, but at the end of the day, you're preparing to try to go make a run at a Super Bowl. So that's, you know, the ultimate goal.
Obviously, you haven't seen much of Julius on the field because of his recovery, but what are your impressions of him in the meeting room, and how his rehab's coming?
I think I haven't got to see a lot of him, but I think we have a great group of guys. Joel, Julius, Verge, we got a lot of guys that can help make a difference on this team. So, you know, hopefully Julius will get healed up as quick as possible, and we should be able to do a lot of different things. So we definitely, have a chance to help the team in a lot of ways.
Joel said more than once that he came here to take his career to the next level. Do you see that opportunity for him?
For Joel?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. I think there's opportunity for both of us to do that, and that's exciting. You know, that's you're seeing teams using multiple tight ends and having a lot of success with it. And you know, we should be able to do a lot of different things. That being one of them, and you know, that's there's nothing that gets you more excited than getting a chance to get out there and show what you can do, and hopefully make some plays to help the team win the game. And that's there should be an opportunity to do that for both of us.
I know you have a set schedule and a little bit in the off season, and your workouts stay in shape. But did you ever have those moments where you just splurge crazy, had a few Slurpees?
Slurpees? I didn't have any Slurpees. Say it one more time.
Do you have your schedule? It's much cooking to stay in shape. But did you
yeah.
have those moments where you just ate what you wanted, did what you wanted?
This offseason was important for me, and I stuck to the schedule pretty well. These last 6 weeks, you kind of have your schedule that you take with you, and then you can do your own stuff as well. And it's been a really good summer for me personally, so I couldn't be more excited. Getting back, getting in the altitude for a few months this summer, and now getting back in that, it'll continue to be good. But overall, stuck with the plan, and Luke and his guys did a great job this summer. So I think everyone enjoyed the program. So I think it was really good.
You mentioned earlier, and I hope I phrased this right, but you said whatever your job is, whether it's to catch 10 balls or to block, when you're blocking, do you think at all Peyton's, neck issue would ever be in the back of your mind in terms of protecting him and making sure he stays clean?
Well, not really, but it's when you're protecting for Peyton or for any quarterback, that it doesn't really matter what's going on back there. He doesn't need to get touched. So, that probably won't have any effect. I think even well before that, when you're protecting for the quarterback, there's plenty of incentive to not let anybody back there. So, I think everyone will be working their hardest to do their job on that regardless. Yeah.
Speaking of protecting the quarterback, this offensive line started all 16 games together. I know you got, obviously, Coop coming off injury. What do you see from them? I know you're busy worrying about your own stuff, but what do you see from this O-line?
I think it's a great group. It's a great group of guys to be around in the locker room and, put your hand down beside. I think we've got a lot of potential, and I think the guys really worked their tails off this summer, and we'll, continue to do it these next couple weeks. I think we got a lot of potential to, focus on running the football and also being able to, be balanced as far as that goes.